Maxi, into the semi-final of the Ulster Club Championship. Another solid performance for your boys today. I'm sure you're very happy.
Yeah, we're delighted to get over the line and be in the semi-final. You know, we probably didn't hit the heights of what we have in previous weeks, but I suppose now we're probably more on people's radars and they're starting to deal with us, you know, whereas we were dealing with other teams up to this. But look, we were fairly much in control in the first half. We were playing the game in our own terms. We didn't get the scores that we should have got. You know, we were struggling to get through. You know, they were fairly defensive and we were struggling to break that down. But look, we got enough to get us in a comfortable position at half time. We defended very well again, which is pleasing. And you know, we were always going to make it difficult for them to break us down. So that always gives you a sound basis.
Yeah, you wanted to get off to a good start, and I suppose you'd look to some of your more experienced players for that. And Conal Dunn has been a talisman for you this year, and he bagged 1-4 in that first half, and I suppose when you needed them, he was able in there to grind out the scores for you.
Yeah, look, geez, the guy's phenomenal. You know, he's been to the forefront, you know, of all our victories this year. He's been the main scorer, but he's just his industry and his willingness to work, his work ethic is first class, and you know, he's a massive plus to this team, and you know, kind of filly you couldn't go without anyway.
Just another plus, Kevin Rafferty as well in the first half. There was a doubt over him. He picked up that injury last week, and to kick the first score of the game really settled just down, and I suppose he put his mark in the game, particularly in that first half.
He did, and I think he kicked in the second half as well, if I'm correct. Again, you know, when you have a team of young players, you know, like we have, you need X amount of experienced heads as well. And you know, and not alone are Kevin and Rory and Connell experienced heads, but they're always also very intelligent footballers, you know, and the way they manage the game and control the game and coach the young fellows through it and direct them, you know, it's first class. You know, they're a team that don't need a manager at all. You know, they control the thing themselves out there, and it's you know, it makes my job a hell of a lot easier having them anyway.
What about your second half performance? Because it wasn't as good as the first, and as there always, I suppose, room for improvement when moving on, Maxi.
Yeah, I suppose it's a situation we haven't had to deal with since the group match against Niamh Murrough, where we were well in the ascendancy at half time. All the other games, the game was very much in the melting pot, and you know, we were really having to go and win the game at that stage in the previous games. So maybe in the back of their minds, they felt that they were comfortable, and it's a case of maybe holding what we have. You know, it's not what we asked them to do. We asked them to go and, you know, and attack the second half with the same vigour as they did the first, but probably fatigue is probably starting to set in a wee bit at this stage as well. You know, this is game 7, you know, on the bounce now, and that's a very tiring schedule, and physically as well as mentally. And it's very hard for these boys to, you know, come down from winning the county final and, you know, come back down to earth and then get ready for another challenge, and now they have to do the same thing this week. So, you know, it probably does have to take its toll at some stage, but look, you cannot but be impressed by the way they've conducted themselves and the way they've carried themselves. And you know, they're enjoyable to watch. You know, they're brave, and they're having a go, and they're not sitting back and waiting on anybody to come at them. That's very pleasing.
Well, the other side of that is momentum, because they've certainly carried that forward, and you'll be looking now to carry it into the next game against Omagh.
Yeah, very much so. But I believe there's a stand full of Omagh people in there. You know, they're sitting back watching us. You know, they had the chance to probably watch the final last week as well, the county final. So, you know, they're probably more prepared for us than we are for them. And momentum's a big factor. You have to. It's crucial to have it. But you know, it would be nice to have maybe a bit more time to prepare for the opposition as well. You know, you're doing this at last minute all the time. You're backs to the wall and trying to get the bits done and cover all the angles, and you know, we haven't had a chance to see Omagh in the flesh, you know, which is a big drawback. And but look, as you say, momentum's key. It's one of the big things that's favourable to have on your side, and you know, we have that, and you know, along the other stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of work then for you over the next couple of days to get the prep done right then for this, Maxi.
Well, this is it. You know, you have to try and get your hands on DVDs of the other teams and try and watch them. And say that was their first, they've probably seen us now 2 or 3 times, and you know, you definitely see far more when you're at a game than you do in the DVD. But it's about sitting down in the DVD and trying to pick out the bits that are, you know, that you feel, you know, are in your favour, or places that you might make a bit of ground on the opposition. And then you have to sit down and relay that to the players, and you know, and pick your team accordingly and set your stall out based on what you see. So you know, it's definitely, it's hell for leather anyway. There's no time to rest back anyway.
Just finally, Maxi, this is a big boost for Unions, because they've only ever been in a semi-final of an Ulster club once before, and that was in 2008. So there'll be a real lift around this club, and it's back, I suppose, to that point of momentum again, with this club throwing in the second time in their history is looking into a provincial semi-final.
It's unbelievable that, you know, considering all the success they've had at county level, you know, John Harden won 8 championships. That's only the second time he's ever won a match in Ulster. You know, it's a scary stat when you think about it, considering all the talented players they've had down through the years. And, you know, I kind of said during the week they've been unfortunate down through the years. You know, they've drawn a lot of the big guns, and they played Cross McGlen 3 or 4 times. And, you know, only for Roma got in the ray, they were playing Cross McGlen again. So it's lovely for them. It's brilliant. It's great. You know, there's definitely a niche in these boys. Regarding the Ulster club, and you know, they do feel that they've let themselves down and they haven't achieved what they could have achieved over the years, and you know, they should have been growing year on year in Ulster and gaining the benefits and the experience of playing it, you know, every couple of years. And so, you know, there's definitely a hunger and a desire, and you know, that's probably, you know, counting for some of the fatigue that's there. There's a real desire to achieve and, you know, do themselves justice in Ulster. And you know, the fact that Glen Swilly got to the final last year, and Glenty's the year before that, a couple of years before that, you know proves the Unions boys that they can. You know, it was good enough for Glen Swilly. You know, why can't they do it? So that's keeping them going, and look, it's exciting times for us all.